Travis, tell me about the walk, because you talked the other day about your approach against lefties, and I was wondering on that 3-1 pitch that you wound up fouling off, was that the swing that you wanted to take?
Timing-wise, I was a little off, but it was a pitch I was looking for. And, you know, in that situation with that pitch, looking to go the other way, but was a little late on it and fouled it off. And luckily the wind blew it out of bounds or out of play so that I could get another pitch to see. And, you know, he made a pitch low and away off the plate and take your base.
Are you pleased about getting all these reps against lefties?
Yeah, anytime you can see, you know, left-handers, quality arms in spring training to get yourself ready for the seasons, for me it's important. It's a good challenge and keeps you honest early.
And then the at-bat against Armando Galarraga, it looked like you just got it up into the jet stream.
Yeah, the first pitch fastball, good pitch to hit, got under it a little bit again, but, you know, was able to drive a guy in and get something going for us, so that's always nice.
And it's tough, too, when you run into traffic on the base paths like that, but that's what you have to deal with because there was a chance that ball doesn't hit the wall.
Yeah, it was a tough read for all the base runners just with the way the wind was carrying it down the line to right field. You couldn't tell if a guy was going to catch it, you know, before the warning track or if it was going to hit the wall. So that's the joys of playing spring training in Florida. And, you know, you just learn from those experiences. And for me, I know next time, look at the second baseman and the shortstop and see where he's at, because if nobody's on second base, I can walk to second, no problem.
I figured you might just wait a couple of pitches and steal second base, but you walk there a little bit later.
Yeah, well, you know, in that situation, trying to get Eske to swing the bat. And didn't have a whole lot of opportunities where we were all on the same page of stealing a base. So, you know, it was a good opportunity. But again, you know, just take them in stride and learn from them.
And have you ever been driven in by a guy more than twice your age before?
I can't say I have. I did play with a few old guys, Kevin Millar being one that comes to mind first of off. But it was good to see Omar, you know, put that ball in the gap. And, you know, for me, just be able to jog in from second is always nice.
A lot of people are really expecting Omar to just make this team. We saw him make a couple of very good defensive plays at third base, and that hit as well, going the other way, two strike, two out pitch with the bases loaded. For a 45-year-old, he seems to still have it.
Well, I think he's had the repetitions to be able to know what to do in those kind of situations, and defensively he's a wizard, and anytime the ball gets hit to him, I think everybody's pretty confident, whether it's a barehanded one-hop, you know, kind of play he made today or just a routine ground ball, that he's going to get it done.